This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. If you want to go ahead and check in with us, 877-881-1053. Let us know how many hours you've been listening. We move into hour number 10 of the 11th annual Peace-a-thon. And with that, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How's things, guys? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing really well. And on your front, I mean, I know a lot of this has been in the works for a while, but how much of a relief is it when you finally get to lock in that major league coaching staff and everyone's got their place and it's all fixed up?
No, it's good. It's good. You know, first of all, I'm happy for Will Venable. Will, I mean, what a great job he did for me. All of us. So it's always tough to, say your byes, but at the same time, it's bittersweet. Now he's managing the major leagues. I'm really happy for him. I told him how much I'm going to miss him, but now we got our staff situated. So that's always good to have and have done. It won't be long before we'll all get together during the winter meetings.
And I know you said, obviously, happy for Venable. I think we all understand that. Were you surprised at all? I'll admit, just on the outside looking in, I was surprised when he took the job.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, he was, talking about it last year. I mean, we all were. And he just didn't feel like it was, time for him. And this year, I think, he had a couple clubs that had a lot of interest. And so, it's hard to turn down a chance to manage in the major leagues. And you never know what's in the future. And so he went through the process and, ended up getting that job with the White Sox. And so, no, I'm not surprised. I know he felt really ready, with him, wearing a lot of different hats in the big leagues, from coaching the bases and being a bench coach. And, the 2 years he had with us and, I think he was time to. He felt it was time for him to go ahead and make this move. So I know I can't say I'm surprised.
Boach, last I saw you in L.A., we were talking a little football as the season was getting started. I can't remember. Are you more of a Saturday football guy or a Sunday NFL guy?
I enjoyed both. I'm probably more of a Sunday guy, NFL. Just because the college has, changed quite a bit, as we all know. But I watch both, believe me, and I enjoy both. Going to Florida State, I had a rough year there. So, but
I think they won a game.
They won two.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, for them to go into that season thinking, all right, they may be battling for a championship and, to go, that south. It was hard to watch, but, as far as NFL, I grew up a Dolphins fan, growing up in Florida. Then I went to San Diego as a Chargers fan, then a Niners fan, and, of course, now watching the Cowboys, and it's probably what I watch more now than ever.
I did have one quick college question for you, even though I know you talked about your love of the NFL as well. Saturday night, the rivalry is back on between Texas and Texas A&M. I went to A&M. I'm cautiously hopeful. How are you feeling about that game?
Well, you should be more than cautiously, I think, but no. Texas is so good. It's so fun to watch these teams that are rivals, and I'll be watching it. Believe me, and they just find a way to have a great game. That's one game when teams talk about spreads and stuff, they just find a way to have a great game, a very competitive game, close game. So, no, I'll be watching. That's going to be a good one.
Boach, we've talked a little bit about the 2004 Boston Red Sox lately because of the Netflix documentary, The Comeback. I don't know. Have you seen that or not?
I have not. I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
It is fantastic.
I'm sure it is, and I look forward to watching it, but I've heard that.
It was interesting because my wife, who obviously followed me around baseball, and me and Dave Roberts were teammates. That's the only player she knew, but she enjoyed watching it, and she was watching it, and they were showing David Ortiz, Big Poppy, and she goes, "Oh, so he was like their Adolis Garcia in 2004. And I just thought that was funny that as she's watching Big Poppy have all of these big hits, she's like, "Oh, so our Adolis Garcia and Big Poppy, they're like the same player for our 23 team."
Yeah, I think you can say that, with what Dolly did for us. I mean, Ortiz was incredible. And, quick story on him. He went to Japan after, they won the World Series with me. And you're talking about carrying the load. He was just incredible. He just had a knack for getting a big, not just hit, but home run. We end up winning every game, but I think three or four of them, we don't win without them. It's something he did, to win the game for us. And then you look at Garcia. I mean, he just turned his game up when we got to the postseason. That was really incredible what he did, and Seager. And that's what it takes, for that to happen. But, gosh, I don't know if there's a more clutch hitter, in the postseason games. Dolly's had, a little experience of it, and he showed what a big money player he is. But Ortiz did it, for so long, and he's just so dangerous up there. And I got to see it firsthand when he was playing with me in Japan.
Boach, it's Derek Holland here. I just wanted to see, how anxious are you to get back out to the field and get back with your guys again and start working?
It's that time, Derek. It's good to hear your voice. It's that time of year when, you miss it. You can't wait to get back. We have winter meetings coming up. CY and I are talking, about the club, with what we need to get done. And so, we're trying to get this all together here. And, it's usually going to take probably through the winter before we know exactly who will be on this club. But, we're excited. We're all disappointed. We've talked about that, not getting back to the postseason last year, but we have, the core set. I think it's going to be a great time for us to show how resilient we can be and bounce back. And we've got some holes to fill, obviously the bullpen, some starters there, and have the guys healthy, Young and Carter. I'm excited to get back. I know the staff is, and, we've been talking on the phone, a lot of us, and the things that we want to do that's going to make us better. We got some work to do. There's no getting around it. Just some little things that we want to get done that probably got away from us last year.
Now, I know Derek has more questions for you. We're going to get to that in just one second. But since you said you were happy to hear from him, we are raising money for My Possibilities today. How awesome does this auction package sound, Boach? Auction 133, dinner with Eric Nadel and Derek Holland at Hurtado Barbecue. Does that sound incredible or what?
Yeah, I may buy that one, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Now, that's going to be entertaining, I can tell you that. You know, I think anytime you get some time with Derek, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun, of course, with Eric. And yeah, and of course, the food, you just can't beat Hurtado's. I mean, we get it a lot in our clubhouse, and I know I made quite a few visits there during the season, man. It's hard to, find better food than what they're giving.
Boach, I'm curious with the offseason going, how it is that, you're seeing some of these dominoes fall right now. What do you think is the biggest thing that you guys need to get going forward to get ready for the season?
Well, I'll say right now, the bullpen. We got to get this bullpen built up. Our back-end guys did such a great job, and, we don't have them right now. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's such an important part of the game. I've always said, the starters, that's what gets you there, and that's what I'm used to. But it's games change a little bit, and that bullpen plays such a big role in your season. So that's kind of been our focus, but not just that. I think it's fair to say when you got guys like Eovaldi and Andrew Heaney, Scherzer, those guys, we got to get guys that can fill those roles. Now we think we have some good internal candidates there, but still, I know we've been talking about the free agents and where we can go as far as filling that void. It's going to be great, I'll say, with this. We're starting the season with the Grom.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's always nice. So, those guys are guys that give you innings. So, really, it's the pitching. The pitching is what gets you there, and that's what we got to get right this year.
I'm not sure if this is a philosophy that you would employ this year, but what do you think about the general idea of maybe using starting pitchers in the bullpen for the short term to get their major league experience? Do you like that, or would you say, hey, they're just going to be better at double or triple A actually starting, because that's what we're going to eventually?
You know what? I like it. I like it. I think it gives them a chance to get settled in, get some confidence. Working at a bullpen gives you length down there too, which is something we'll need, to give us innings. It's the old school way. I know a lot of teams, that's how they did it. That's where guys developed. And, when guys have some time in the minor leagues and you think they're ready, but you're not quite sure if they're ready to start, every fifth, sixth day, then, that's a good place to put them and get them built up to where they can go in your rotation. You just got to, keep, giving them their work and their innings, keep their strength and stamina up.
Last one from me, Boach, is last year you go to spring training. Everybody's covering you, defending champs. You've done it now four times, and I know you haven't been able to repeat and go back to the World Series and win it all.
Yes.
Do you feel like that your guys will I don't know if focus is the right word, Boach, but you've been through this. You can explain it. Maybe this year in spring training, because there won't be maybe the hoopla of defending a championship.
Oh, I think the guys are going to come in hungry. I do. I think there's some that will look back and say, well, I could have done this or done that, and whether it's conditioning or, you know, things they could have done different. I look at myself, too, and things we could have done, you know, maybe a little different. You know, we felt like we had a handle on it as far as not getting complacent and, you know, staying hungry and doing the things we need to do. But, man, you're always going to, and not to bring it up again, you're always going to have to deal with injuries. But there's no doubt when you have a taste of it and then you don't go back, oh, sure, you miss it. And it should motivate you more, should make you more hungry. That's how I feel. I think the staff feels like that. So, and I really believe the players are going to come in and it's, you know, with a different look about them.
Boach, when we're going to be heading out there, just a few months, out to spring training, we'll get to see you and talk to you and everything. I grew up playing, you know, T-ball and all that stuff. And these guys, you know, they played at the highest level. When you get back out there, what's the sound? What's the one sound? Because I think baseball is a game of sounds just as much as anything. That goes, oh yeah, it's baseball season again. What's the one for you?
Well, for me, it's just hearing the crack of the bat. the BP when all the guys get there. I mean, the bullpens there. I enjoy watching them. Don't get me wrong, but when the whole club gets there, and now you get all the sounds, you got the smells, you've had, and the bullpens, but. You know, you're waiting for the whole club to get there and, you know, listen to the back, you know, the sound of the bat when Dolly, makes good contact, or all of them. It's you know, Seager and Marcus and all those guys, just see them out there. And probably just guys, just talking out there, just having a lot of fun. And you got your band back and the band, when they're all there, then, that's the sound you that you want to hear. And that's what gets your juices going.
I got the pleasure of hitting off of Mike Bassick many years ago. We had a bet and I ended up hitting 400 off of him. I remember going up, we were going up the stairs and we were listening to somebody in the batting cage and Mike goes, that's a pro hitter right there. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, you can just hear by the sound of their bat. And we got up there and it was Pudge. I was like, oh yeah, that's a different sound. Who's the one person that you're like, you hear that and it makes your head turn? You're like, oh man, who is that? Because that dude is crushing right now.
Gosh, we have a few. I mean, obviously Garcia, but, Seager, Marcus, and Josh Young. I mean, we all know, his power and how it comes off his bat. So I'd say those guys more than anybody. You're right. You can be talking to somebody around the cage and have your head turned talking to somebody, but you can tell who's hitting sometimes. And that's what's cool about our game. When I walk around the field, and I don't do it as much anymore because, I can't dodge that ball. It's scary. So I usually don't take my eye off, but if I do, I usually know who's hitting just by the sound of the bat.
Now, I know a lot of people for Thanksgiving want to talk about food and stuff. How's your whiskey setup looking for Thanksgiving? Are we looking good there?
So whiskey setup?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd match up against anybody pretty well. but it's, I have all my family here, my sons and daughter-in-laws and my sister, and so wine will be a big one here. And the years I had in the Bay Area being by Napa, I have a pretty big wine collection. So, I just tell them to go in there and help themselves. And man, they don't hold back on me either, man. It's like, you know, they'll find out, you know, where the good stuff is. They'll break it out.
Outstanding stuff. Appreciate you jumping on with us. And obviously, we love talking with you every week during the season.
Yeah, it's good talking with you guys. It kind of gets you going, too, now, talking with you guys to get things going here before long.
Excited. Happy Thanksgiving, Boach.
Guys, thanks for having me on, man. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. Let's all get ready for a nice big year.
Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now,
I love that man.
Coming up next, we'll give a auction and donation update. We also bring in Will Chambers and Power Rank, the QB Power Rankings. All of it next right here on The Fan.
First down and goal. Jackson keeps. Jackson to the edge. Touchdown, Ravens.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's welcome on Will Chambers. Thank you for joining the program.
Hey, boys.
How are you?
Feeling pretty good, man.
Yeah?
We're just, Dutch and I are talking like college football. What a year, you know, and what a weekend we've got coming up. This has been so much fun.
Is it going to be a sad weekend for Aggies fans like me?
Oh, I don't know.
Hell yeah.
I mean, look, Texas is one of those teams that I don't think has like a weakness, so to speak. Is their defensive front as good as it was last year? Obviously not. Pretty damn good offensive or defensive front.
True.
They're really good everywhere. But you're playing against a team that was playing with their food last week against a team they should have beaten. And now they're at home in a game they've been waiting 14 years to play.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that is going to be the loudest game maybe anybody's ever heard.
Now, on the NFL front, I wanted to run through this with you. Let's power rank the NFL quarterbacks. I want to start with the worst. Who are the worst three quarterbacks in all of football?
I mean, I'll go ahead and throw Anthony Richardson in there. If anybody's curious on my thoughts on Anthony Richardson.
Is only number 28. He is only the fifth worst.
Who's the quarterback right now for the Raiders?
Aiden O'Connell.
I'd say Bryce Young.
Ooh, okay. So Bryce Young is 27. Mm. Anthony Richardson is 28. Aaron Rodgers is 29.
Whoa! Mm.
And
I think they got that Bryce Young thing. I think that's his waist size. 27.
And Aiden O'Connell. So now he's short and too thin. Aiden O'Connell is number 30.
Okay.
Now, the rest.
Oh, Danute, the pizza guy.
Drew Lock.
Did you already name him?
We did not.
DeVito.
Yeah.
So they have to be starting this week.
Yes. Yeah. And so this list is already out of date with the information. Well, it looks like out of date with the information that we got, that it looks like it's going to be Drew Lock starting the game as opposed to Tommy DeVito. Although now it's trending towards Tommy DeVito will travel with the team after all. He is 32nd. Cooper Rush is 31st. And I just want
Where's Brandon Allen in that mix? Ooh. Or is Brock back?
Because Brock was limited today. I think they're still listing Brock as the guy.
Okay.
So because he's not definitely out for Wednesday. But think about that. Let's assume Drew Lock is put at 32 or 31. You can make a really strong argument. The absolute two worst starting quarterbacks in football at this moment are going to be playing in what will be the most watched football game of the regular season.
Yeah. I mean, I would take Cooper Rush over Anthony Richardson.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like it.
I mean, is Anthony Richardson going to throw for over 50% in a game this year?
No.
I mean, did he do that 2 weeks ago for the first time since, you know, high school?
And you're not here to celebrate that. You're here to make fun of him. I'm just kidding. That's totally fine.
I'm going to ask a stupid question. I have not watched any Colts football this year. Does he try to make big plays? Or could you just like Cooper Rush him and say, get rid of the ball within 5 yards. Let's just give you easy 5 to 8 yards.
Like that's
passes.
What he has trouble with. He has trouble with the layups. Those type of passes, those that are, you know, or those to the intermediate. He can chuck it down the field. He's got such a strong arm, but he doesn't know how to place the ball. This has been like since day one when they started this, you know, meteoric rise up draft boards because of how far he could throw it and how high he could jump. I'm like, guys, I've watched him play at Florida. He cannot throw it to a receiver.
That's where Carter was on all of this as well. I'm with you. All right, let's go from the bad to the good. Who do you believe? Well, I'll give you a shot to start this out. Who is the number one quarterback in the NFL at this exact moment in time?
Josh Allen?
Or at about 5 hours ago.
I agree.
How disrespectful would you think it was if Josh Allen was listed by CBS Sports as number three?
That's pretty disrespectful.
I agree.
Seems like they're going to put Lamar in front of him.
That's who I picked because of the, when we were talking about the, what was it, jersey sales or whatever.
Yeah.
I figured he was like at least in the top five.
And he wasn't.
And he wasn't even in the top, was he in the top
10?
No,
he
wasn't even in it. Yeah. Lamar. So I think Lamar is, I mean, he's had a fairly good year.
Yeah, he's had a terrific year. Absolutely.
Year. Yeah.
But I mean, I just think that Josh right now, considering what's been the knock on him forever.
I'm with you. The turnovers.
Yeah.
The turnovers,
and he's not doing that. He's got nobody around him, really.
I'm with you. I would put Josh Allen first, Lamar Jackson second. CBS Sports says, ha, 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 no. Lamar Jackson one, Josh Allen three. But who
Lamar in that,
is my, number two?
That Chargers game, I just wanted to add this. Those were some big-time throws downfield that he was making. Who's number two? Is it still? Oh, no, it hasn't been
Burrow?
Mahomes.
Are they going to Burrow it?
Joe!
Burrow, yeah. Burrow.
Burrow!
He was going to be in my top three because
his stats are incredible.
Yeah. What was wild, this was as of 2 weeks ago, so I don't know if it's the same now, but the Bengals had the highest or the most passing yards, whatever. He was leading in that. Most receiving yards with Jamar Chase and the most sacks in a player with Trey Hendrickson, and they were like 2-6 or whatever there.
Yeah, they were.
That's wild.
He already had three losses this season where he's thrown for more than 300 yards with at least three touchdowns and no picks. And he's already lost three of them. No player in history has lost more than three. And this was at like game 9.
And you'd think in this day and age in the NFL that if you have a quarterback, he's going to get you to at least like where you would be right now, 4 or 5 wins.
Yeah.
And the defense is so bad. That's not the case with the Bengals.
So everybody knows the best quarterback is Patrick Mahomes in football. We get he's not having the best year, but he did throw for, what, 273 touchdowns, no picks? That should help him on this board.
Where would you put him on the board right now considering the year as a whole?
I will say at this point, I would go to 7.
Okay. He is 7. I think I would also put him at 6, but that's because I'm also not
assuming Goff.
Goff is 6.
Efficiency.
Okay.
Justin Herbert is 5.
That's
and Jalen Hurts is 4. Now, Jalen Hurts is another person kind of Josh Allen-esque in terms of getting crushed for turnovers that has been so much better past the bye about taking care of the ball.
When it comes to importance to his team, I know he's not on the field enough because when he gets hit, he goes into concussion protocol. But Tua for Miami is so important because that team really is nothing without a good quarterback.
It's hard to tell sometimes. If you go back to the first couple games of the year, when Tua was playing, Miami didn't look very good on offense.
Yes.
You know? Now, when he was out of the lineup, you're like, oh my God, can they even get a first down? So, if you take anybody, if you take Lamar off Baltimore, you know, what are they going to be? And that happened once or twice this year. But I agree. If we're going to like rank these teams as to what they look like with or without their quarterback, the Bills and the Dolphins, to me, would be at the top of the list.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting point right there.
Kevin, Mike, and Derek are a little preoccupied
at
the moment.
This is like real Italian pizza. Yeah.
Yes.
And
pizza
Mike's been to Italy.
Mike has been to Italy.
So he knows. So,
I just had a bite. I was like, oh my gosh, this is like going to Rome and having pizza.
Will, did you get an opportunity to hear Mike's joke that he was really proud of the other day? What do you call an IV in Italy?
I did not hear this.
4.
Oh, that's...
That was about my takeaway of it as well.
Oh, wow.
We're the KNC
I saw Gladiator 2 the other night, by the way.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
How was it?
It's good.
I'm going to see it tomorrow afternoon.
It's good.
During the Cowboys game.
It's,
He's going during the Cowboys game. Yeah.
I don't blame you. I mean, that quarterback matchup's a hard one to miss. But no, I mean, if you're putting it in the context of the first one, which is for me, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Agreed.
It's just, it's not going to stack up to that. But all in all, I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
All right, we got Will Chambers with us right now. Coming up next, we're going to have a lot going on. Aggies and Longhorn fans, what are you doing to deliver an A&M or Texas victory? Plus, we're going to do this real professional-like. Let's bring on the My Possibilities Director of Development and Marketing and Corey's wife. Adrian Major is next right here on The Fan.
Third and six. They keep it on the ground with Daniels, and look at this! Amari Daniels! How about these Aggies? What a start!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're in the midst of hour number 10 of Peace-a-thon to raise money for My Possibilities. We got Will Chambers rocking with us for the hour. And by the way, somebody asked, what was the pizza place that Mike was raving about? It's called Pizza ISD.
Is there any more over there, by the way?
There is. They were at My Possibilities earlier today and helped raise a bunch of money as well. And they have an auction package. I believe it's auction package number one on the 1053thefan.com/peaceathon website if you want to bid or donate. Now, a couple of things going on here. First, Aggies and Longhorns fans, what are you doing to ensure victory for your team on Saturday? But also,
cranberry in your pants, possibly?
Yes. Have you seen? Okay, well, let me introduce her first, and then we'll ask about that video. I bring to you the Director of Development and Marketing for My Possibilities and Corey's wife, Adrian Majors. How are you?
Hi, I'm here.
Did you see
the
video?
You don't have to do radio voice just because you're on radio right now.
What are you talking about?
You're trying to sound all, hey, how's it going?
I am not.
Yeah.
Does she want the text to pop up and go, she sounds hot?
That's only for me.
Yes. Oh, please. No.
Did you watch the video of Corey dumping the cranberries down his pants? And what did you think about that feverish arm motion?
The sad thing is, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh.
No, I have not seen the video. I did know that the cranberry made a return. All I knew of the situation was that he texted and said that y'all didn't have a can opener, and so things got weird.
He stabbed it with a knife.
I'm not sure.
Yes, he did.
What that meant. I was assuming full cans in the pants.
Yes.
I'll show you the video later. It's weird.
By the way, we're $1,735 in donation money away from escalating to the mousetrap maze.
Mousetrap maze, if we get $1,700.
Now,
people should be grateful that he opted for the smaller mousetrap.
Okay, and I still thought those were kind of scary.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about My Possibilities a lot. Yes. Can you explain to people, like, in a little bit more time than we usually give it, like, what My Possibilities does and what y'all are all about?
Absolutely. Probably one of my favorite things to talk about, so thanks for that question. We are a lifelong learning, continuing education program for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So think things,
IDD.
Exactly, yeah. IDD for short. Things like autism, Down syndrome, traumatic brain injuries, a host of other diagnoses and things that lead to that. With also a focus on vocation. And one of the things we got to talk about last year when we were here, we had our Director of Vocational Services, Mandy Nerper-Smith, here to talk about our new program that's called the Employment Innovation School. It is powered by Bread Financial. Shout out Bread Financial. And it really is meant for those individuals who are truly looking to find meaningful employment in the community. And what's great about that program is we're able to teach to three different levels. We do a pre-vocation for those people that are just now learning what that means to even have a job. What do I need to know? General vocation, more mid-level, and then track-specific programming, which is really cool because those individuals are working toward graduating out of that program. So that's very different from our lifelong learning where the goal isn't to necessarily graduate out. They're there for as long as they need to be.
And I always think it's really cool that you do find specific businesses that, like, this is their, like, we're going to hire
Absolutely.
From here because these employees are the best employees.
Absolutely. And that was something I was sharing with a Tolo named Ryan who came up earlier to check out Pizza ISD. So I got to give him the spiel while he was there. So thank you guys for talking about that on air. This is exactly what we're doing to put all these pieces together. But yeah, so a big component of what we're doing, you know, we're bringing awareness and education to the community. But one of those big things is inclusion, and specifically in the workspace. And we've got a lot of really fascinating data that talks about how incredibly loyal our individuals are as employees. And, you know, we're talking jobs all over the place. So when I talk about the tracks that we offer, it's within the culinary space, hospitality, retail, facilities, administrative. And, you know, this is just opportunities for us to also partner with businesses looking to hire within each of those fields. So we're really grateful for those opportunities and looking to find more people that are willing to listen to what it takes to hire somebody that might need some accommodations. It's not as wild as you would think.
You used to work in the corporate world.
I did.
And you worked for Roger Staubach's commercial real estate company.
I did.
And he loved your cake. You made cake and he was like, this is a fantastic cake. You left that world though, to go to the nonprofit world, and you saw my possibilities immediately and you chose that place. Can you tell everybody why you chose that specifically and why you like what in your heart leads you to this place?
Absolutely. And I will try to use less words than I normally do when I answer this question.
No. Use all your words.
So, yeah, you know, I was with my last job in the corporate space, as you mentioned, for about 10 years, doing marketing as well. You know, pretty comfortable position. Came to a point where I really needed to think about what I wanted to do long term and where my heart was. And when I was forced with thinking about myself for the first time in forever after having kids, I realized that wasn't the place for me. Knew about my possibilities. You guys, you know, I tell people this all the time, were involved with MP before I was. So I try to give you guys that credit. So I knew about it through the work that you all had done through Peace-A-Thon, obviously knew our former executive director, reached out on a whim, just happened to have a marketing position available. And 2 days later, I had an offer to go work in nonprofit. So it was a huge leap of faith. Huge change in, you know, doing something very comfortable that I felt like I was decent at, to really having to stretch my skill set just to learn the difference between working for a nonprofit versus corporate. And the fact that, you know, we have a daughter that you've lovingly talked about many times on this show. Her name is Lucy. She's here with us. She cannot hear me. And, you know, after she was born, knowing that we weren't 100% sure what life was going to be like for her and her journey as a child with a disability, and us being new parents to a child with a disability, the passion was already there, right? And my heart has always felt called to do something that gives back. I just wasn't sure what that was going to be. And this was a situation where I felt like the stars aligned and something opened up and it just made sense. And so I've been here for almost 8 years now.
Now, I want to make this clear. I love my home state. I love the state of Texas. One thing I wish perhaps that our state could do better is fund in areas like this. Is that a fair critique? And can you tell people why, not just this, because I know we've hosted a community ball and stuff like this, why raising money is so important for y'all, especially in the state of Texas?
Yes. I'm going to find nice words to say. Maybe. I don't know. Unfortunately, the state of Texas is ranked dead last, no matter how you look at it, when it comes to funding for individuals with disabilities. And what that means is, so say a family right now has a child that's born that they know has a disability that they know will need some sort of government funding at some point in their life. Texas has a wait list that is up to 20, 24 years to receive that funding. Gosh. So we know a lot of people that are coming to us may not be receiving funding yet. You know, Lucy's on two different wait lists, and we've got 17 more years. I was just told a month ago for us to come up off that list. So it's abysmal. 17 more years. I maybe forgot.
I feel like you shouldn't have heard that.
She's going to be almost 30 by that time.
You know, it's wild. Oh, and man. We have to recognize, as an organization that is a nonprofit, that this is the reality for a lot of our folks. Not everyone was born with their disability. They may have had a really bad accident that happened to them in their late 20s. And now, you know, again, trying to get services and funding for that could take a very, very long time. So with that in mind, to your point of fundraising being so incredibly important, when we look at it as a full scale, we serve close to 600 individuals per week. So the gap in what we have to fundraise for each of those individuals is about $7,000 per individual per year. You can do that math. to what our fundraising goals are each year.
We need to raise more money, yeah, Corey, is what I just really heard.
Start donating, people.
Bid on things, donate on things, 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon.
I feel like more people could get into right now the raffle ticket for the Luka autographed basketball.
That is true. Only $10, 3 for 25, 10 for 80.
That's correct. That math is mathing. Yep.
Yeah, and we just kind of discussed this earlier. At 11:59, that raffle will close. The drawing will be done over the weekend, and they will reach out to the person who won the Luka ball.
And so, if you don't buy a ticket, I guarantee you won't win.
That is a fact. It's good there.
It is a fact. And it is a full-size basketball. I know someone was asking that.
I picked it up from the Mavericks facility myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said that maybe Luka hurt his wrist signing that very ball.
I'll put that in the description.
Is that a basketball that you want then?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guarantee if you buy a ticket, you have a chance to win.
See, Mike's on this.
I put it two guarantees out there.
That is a great point. Thank you very much, Mike.
And if you win the ball, you might be able to complain to refs also.
No, you definitely can.
There you go. Okay, see?
It's guaranteed you can do that.
Derek's guaranteeing that.
That would be awesome if we could give them the ball, like, in the morning, and then they could go to their Thanksgiving dinner and be like, oh, come on!
What's going on?
You see that?
Yeah, where's the mac and cheese?
What's up with your yam proportions? And just ignore everything else while you're, like, getting mad.
There's no way you put yams on your plate.
You're right about that. But it is a relatable food for others for Thanksgiving.
Yams are on the way. Yeah, we got yams at the house right now.
Okay, fantastic. Anything else you want to throw out there about my possibilities or anything else people should really know about the organization before we hit the break?
Sure. So just reiterating, you know, it is for adults, so it's 18 and above. One of the really great things about opening a second building last year is that we now have immediate availability. And that's something that folks that have known about us for the past 16 years have always thought of us to have a wait list. And that was the case until this past year. So really just trying to get the word out that, you know, if you know someone, love someone that has a disability that's over the age of 18, looking for a really meaningful place to go, MP is your place. You can check us out online. We've got information on how to enroll. And then just, you know, hire someone. Think outside the box. We'd love for you to hire our folks. We've got a lot of great people coming up out of this new program that would love to be your next hipster employee.
On a scale of 1 to 10, right now, how good is Corey at being a husband?
Ooh, I gave him this answer the other day.
Oh, see? We spend too much
time. You asked this question to your wife?
Yeah, trying to get a little feedback.
Yeah, somebody was asking, oh, you during the, when you were doing wireless.
Yes.
You asked, was it Guy? You asked Guy's wife, and she was like,
girl.
Yeah, girl was her name. and she was like, and I was like, man, I hope Adrian answers this immediately.
I did, and he had no response.
What answer did you get?
1,000.
That's not what
stupid.
I said.
That's not on
the
scale.
10? Did you say 10?
I said 100 plus.
There you go, in your face, again, Kevin.
That's a dumb answer. That's not on the scale of 10. I'm just kidding, Adrian. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much, Adrian.
Thank you,
very much, Will Chambers.
You got it.
For coming up here and helping us out. Please help spread the word about the auctions and the donations. 1053thefan.com/peace-a-thon. Coming up next, let's welcome in Jared Sandler and lazily talk about the Rangers next right here on The Fan.